how did you call the cows in?
Well, the different means, it's on what you get them used to, but most of them you'd say sukkah or something like that.
All right, and how about to make them stand still when you're milking?
Well, you're going to say saw to them if you're...
All right, and did you say anything else to calves? When you're calling the calves in?
Oh yeah, it's a calf. Okay.
All right. And then calls to horses or mules to make them turn left or right in plowing.
Gee or haw. Gee is on the right and haw is the left.
And then to horses to get them in from pat in the pasture.
Well, you can call them quope.
Quope, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then to get a horse started.
Get up.
And then after he's going, you want to keep him going, you might holler.
Get up.
Okay, and then to get him to stop.
Be woo.
And how about to get him to back up, like into the buggy?
You say back up, you back him. Do most of it by the pulling.
Pull. Mm-hmm. And then calls to pigs at feeding time?
Piggy. Yeah.
Okay, and how about sheep? Did you ever call sheep?
Sheepy.
All right. And chickens?
Chicky.
All right. And then if you were going to get a horse out for, you're going to drive a horse, you take a horse out, put him, attach him to a buggy, you might say, I have to go out and
hook up the horse.
All right. How about if you're going to plow with him?
Well, I must go hook him up, plow.
All right. Would you ever use gear up or tackle up or harness?
Yes, to gear him up, that's the first thing.
And then the things you hold when you're driving a horse, the buggy,
the lines.
And how about when you're plowing? Same thing.
Yeah, it could be a single line, it could be two lines.
And if the things you hold when you're riding horseback,
you mean?
I suppose you could call those the lines too, but I mean the same thing.
Oh yeah, well the bridle reins.
All right, and the things you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And when you're plowing, the horse on the left is called the?
Lead horse.
Right. All right. And if I was rocking in this chair too hard, I might fall over.
Backwards.
And if I went over this way, I'd?
Forwards.
All right. And if something isn't difficult to find, say a certain brand of toothpaste or something, you say, oh, that's easy to find. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Sure. And the trenches cut by a plow are called
furrows.
And you say we raised a big
crop.
Now you mentioned before. Did you have the stuff you put in the granary, in the garners? That was
wheat or oats.
All right, now to
barley could be any grain.
When you cradled the wheat, and then how did you stack that? You didn't put that.
You shocked it.
You shocked that too.
Yeah.
Now, what were the shocks made up of?
Well, you tied bones when you cradled, and so many bones make a shock.
Right.
8 or 10 bones, now, maybe set up, and then the cap over the top of it. Mm-hmm. Break it and put it over the
Did you ever call that anything other than a cap?
Huddle, I be.
A huddle?
I be over here and call.
Ever?
Let's see. I don't know if I ever called.
Have you ever heard it called a rudder?
I guess it would be. I don't think it is. I don't think
it is. Is it a huddle, though?
Yeah.
A huddle?
Yeah, I be out there.
Okay. And then, If you're getting the land ready to plant
a cap, I tell you what, I always call them a cap when you're having a shock.